to the thickness. It'll thicken and get so you can cut it out in squares like this board soap. Just have a square of it. And then they put it in the house and out of the rain went and let it dry out. And that soap, you can take any old dirty clothes and rub that soap on them and then cut the dirt out of them. And mind you, cut your hands if you hold them in it much. You make your fingers all tender on the end and crack open if you do much washing.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a great soap.
Well, that's interesting.
You see, now they buy all of that now. You see, people back in that day didn't buy scarcely anything, only sugar and soda and some minerals that way that they didn't have, you see. They had all the vegetables, all the meat, had meal and flour, you know. And they lived at home, and now they've moved to town and got these jobs, put in $75 a week, and they can't make enough to pay the rent and have a good living. And what people's going to do with them, that's what they're arguing over now, how to give them employment.
Well, back to dishwashing, do you use any kind of cloth to wash the dishes?
Yeah. Dish rag.
Mm-hmm. What'd you dry them with?
You dried them in that hot water and wiped them off with a dry rag, you see.
Uh-huh. What'd you call the rag that you dried them off with?
The drying rag.
Mm-hmm.
Drying cloth, either one you call it.
Well, what did you call the edible insides of an animal?
Call what?
The edible insides of an animal, of a hog. The liver and...
liver and the lights and the paunch, all of that.
What did you call the... when you take the eggs out of a... from under a hen, did you ever put a glass egg back in there?
Yeah, most of them use Simlin.
Uh-huh.
See, they won't break.
Uh-huh.
Then an egg, you keep putting it there, it'll spoil, you know.
Uh-huh. So you call that Simlin?
Your little Simlins you buy, you raise in the garden. They don't grow much bigger than an egg. About the size of an egg and got a sort of a handle to it, a nub. Cut that nub off and it's round, you see, like an egg.
I see. I suppose your wife made bread.
Oh, yeah.
What's the usual kind that she would make?
Well, they had then what they call yeast. And I think in the beginning they'd make it out of arsh potatoes and something else. They'd make this yeast, or that you could buy this yeast out of the store. And when one got it, the other one would save a little piece of dough and give it to the other neighbor. After one got it, they all could get it, you know, from one another.
What kind of bread did your wife usually make?
Usually made biscuit and cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Did she make any kind of wheat bread and loaves?
Oh yeah, that white bread and loaves.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of breads did she make?